Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者。
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin colour.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
And just some breaking news. The UK government is now joining the American government in advising against all travel to Ukraine. Also, UK nationals in Ukraine are being told to leave, while commercial means are still available, and they are also withdrawing more embassy staff. Further embassy staff are being withdrawn from the embassy in Kiev.
A host of countries have urged their nationals to leave Ukraine amid growing warnings of a Russian invasion. The British Foreign Office said all UK nationals should, quote, leave now while commercial means are still available. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the bloc was, quote, united and prepared for any scenario, while the US warned Russia could attack at any time. Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops near the border.
I made the point that we were in the window, that Russian military action could begin any day now, and that remains true. It could begin any day now, and it could occur before the Olympics have ended.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said new Russian forces had arrived at the border in what he described as, quote, very troubling signs of Russian escalation. Moscow has just begun massive military drills with neighbouring Belarus, and Ukraine has accused Russia of blocking its access to the sea. The Kremlin says it wants to enforce red lines to make sure that its former Soviet neighbour does not join NATO, but that it is not planning an invasion. The current tensions come 8 years after Russia annexed Ukraine's southern Crimea Peninsula. Since then, Ukraine's military has been locked in a war with Russia-backed rebels in eastern areas near Russia borders. And next.
The government of the United States, namely the Biden administration, after leaving Afghanistan, added insult to injury by seizing the funds of the Afghan Central Bank, about $9.5 billion. So we have a situation in Afghanistan right now where 7 million children are in the process of starving to death.
The US government is planning to use $7 billion in assets frozen from the Afghan effort to compensate victims of the 9/11 attacks and for relief efforts. Washington, D.C. froze the money after the Taliban took power last year, but has been under pressure to find a way to use it without aiding the militants. A Taliban spokesman condemned the move, calling it theft and a sign of moral decay, a move which came in an executive order declaring a national emergency. As for the funds, President Biden's order formally blocks them and instructs US financial institutions to transfer them to a consolidated account at the Federal Reserve. The money, along with another $2 billion held in Europe, the UAE and elsewhere, is primarily the proceeds of international assistance given to Afghanistan over the last two decades. Afghan refugees have protested against the move. On Friday, a senior administration official said that a third-party $3.5 billion trust fund would be set up to ensure that the money addresses the immediate humanitarian needs of the Afghan people, while at the same time ensuring no benefit goes directly to the Taliban. While some have made claims against the funds, a court will need to determine whether they can access them, the White House said. We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break.
If you guys love this show, I've got something else that you're going to love. The late John Lewis famously said, "Democracy is not a state, it is an act, and each generation must do its part." Today, populism, extremism, and disinformation are short-circuiting our democratic institutions, and the consequences are dire. So what can you do about it? Join historian Will Hitchcock and media scholar Siva Vaidyanathan on their podcast, Democracy in Danger. Each week, they speak with brilliant minds and untangle the many threats the US and the world are facing. Find Democracy in Danger on your podcast app or visit dindanger.org. That's dindanger.org, or just look up Democracy in Danger wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So let me be as clear as I can. There will be consequences for these actions, and they will be severe. We've already started by going after the money funding the illegal occupation. Yesterday, an Ontario court granted our request to freeze the funds from Give, Send, Go for the convoy.
Ontario has declared a state of emergency in response to 2 weeks of protests against COVID restrictions. The order came as demonstrations continue to shut down parts of Ottawa and the Ambassador Bridge, a vital US-Canada trade link. Blocking crucial infrastructure would be made illegal under the order, said Premier Doug Ford. Protesters could face up to a year in jail and $100,000 Canadian in fines. Mr. Ford said the order would apply to anyone impeding the movement of goods, people, and services along international border crossings, airports, ports, and major highways. The Canadian province will also provide additional authority so that the personal and commercial licenses of protesters who do not comply may be cancelled. The countrywide protests against COVID-19 vaccine mandates are poised to enter their third weekend.
This is far not about a vaccine and a health issue at all. It's an agenda, and if we don't understand that, we are totally lost. We are totally lost.
A so-called freedom convoy was organised last month in response to the introduction of a new rule that all truckers must be vaccinated to cross the US-Canada border or quarantine upon their return. The protest has since grown into a border challenge to all COVID health restrictions. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.